Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gathered us due to one common factor, and that is the Qur'an. The Qur'an is a very great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like many blessings of Allah ta'ala, when it is a lot, then we do not value it. And when the blessing is no longer there, then only do we realize the value of that ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the glorious Qur'an also, if we study the lives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba, our pious predecessors, we will reach this conclusion that the honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them, the fame that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them, that even until today, people are still talking about them, the great achievements, was because they had a very strong connection with the glorious Qur'an. They would recite the Qur'an. After reciting the Qur'an, they understood the meaning of the Qur'an. And after understanding the meaning of the Qur'an, they practiced upon the Qur'an. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them a lot of achievements. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them great honor and respect. Shaykhul Hind, Mawlana Mahmud al-Hassan rahimahullah, after he was released from imprisonment, on one occasion he was addressing a gathering of ulama. And in the gathering of the ulama, he mentioned that whilst I was in prison, before I was released, during my term that I spent there, I was pondering upon the degeneration of the ummah. Why is there degeneration in the ummah? So he says that I have reached two conclusions. The two conclusions are why degeneration has appeared in the ummah is, number one, because of disunity. Because of disunity. Different opinions, my opinion is far more superior than yours, which leads to debates, which leads to hatred, animosity. That is one reason. And another reason is the weak bond with the Qur'an. We have lost our connection with the glorious Qur'an. So in order for us, again, to gain a value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be granted honor, it is necessary that we build a strong connection with the glorious Qur'an. So everyone is requested that they keep these points in mind. There are three rites of the glorious Qur'an. To recite the Qur'an, number two, to understand the Qur'an, and thereafter, number three, to bring the Qur'an into practice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice upon what has been said.